This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Wairākei podcast, brought to you by the students of West Eden School. We are so excited to share both of our pieces today. We have Birgit and Ben doing the first piece, then Ellie, Jolene and Meredith doing the second. Thanks for tuning in.
Aliens, AI, education. How different is the future today compared to what an older person thought it would look like?
Can you please describe what you thought the future would look like in 2024?
Well, I grew up when we were all talking about space travel and going to the moon. So I had this real expectation that there would be a lot more space travel happening and that we would have got a lot further. And I also thought we'd have robots doing a lot of jobs for us. But I guess in a way we kind of have, because I know my washing machine is a lot smarter than my mum's washing machine.
Thank you. How did you picture advancements in technology today, and how is our technology different than how you imagined?
Well, one of the things that we used to talk about was, wouldn't it be fantastic if we had video phones and we could see the person that we were talking to? But I just imagined a TV screen sitting beside the phone that we had attached to the wall. I had no idea that we'd be carrying phones around in our pocket and that I would be able to talk to my children overseas or people overseas and be able to see them in that real time. Another thought that I had about that when you asked that question was, I used to watch Star Trek, which was a TV program back then, and it still is now. And they had little communication devices. So I guess I could have imagined cell phones. But one of the things I really hoped and wished for was something that I saw on Star Trek. I had to walk a really long way to school, and I really wished that we had transporters and I could just push a button and I'd either go home or I'd be at school and wouldn't have that long walk.
Did you believe that the world would end before 2024?
That's a really hard one. I think I hoped it wouldn't, but when I was a teenager, there was a lot of talk about the possibility of nuclear war, so that's what I thought might happen in my lifetime. Thankfully, it hasn't.
How much of climate change have you noticed, and how does the current climate change impact our future?
I don't know that I've noticed a lot, except we seem to have a much more unsettled weather pattern, and you get news from around the world. So I do watch and listen what's going on and how it's affecting the sea level rises for low-lying countries. So I think that is a real concern, and I think it's something that all of our governments and organisations should have as a real priority.
What did you think education would look like in 2024?
Well, I was a young teacher, so that's a really good question for me. So I started teaching in 1980, and I thought that education was moving at that time, and I saw what was happening, that we were moving more into creativity and that we were starting to value a whole wide range of skills and abilities and interests. And I really never expected to see it go back to being more focused on testing and grading. So at the moment, I'm kind of disappointed in the directions that it's moving in.
And from now to the future, how do you think it could change?
I'm really hoping that people will look at all of the research around education, that they will put a value on play and creativity and valuing what each child brings.
And what were your thoughts about space exploration and humans or other creatures on other planets before 2024?
There was a lot of talk about, when I was growing up, about aliens and that aliens might come to Earth. Now I'm not at all certain that that's a possibility, certainly not in the near future. But it certainly was something that was talked about when I was a kid.
How do you think that aliens would have impacted the Earth if they came?
Who's to say that they haven't already come and we just haven't noticed them? I would hope that if another species somewhere in the universe was able to travel here, that if they did come here, they'd come and offer some help and support for some of the issues that we might be dealing with. I really hope that they wouldn't come as colonists or to destroy us. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you very much for asking such tricky, difficult questions and making me think.
Those were some interesting answers. I'd never even thought that nuclear war was a world-ending possibility. Thanks again to Heather for this interview, and now moving on to the host, Liliana.
Thank you, Birgit and Ben, for sharing what Heather thought the future was going to be like back in the day. Now we have had the pleasure to get an insight of what two Gen Zs think of how the future will form.
Hello all, I'm Meredith and I'm here with Ellie and Jolene to inform us about the future. The future is something many people question. It is a thing that we don't fully know what it holds. The future isn't something we step into, it's something we create.
Hey, thanks for having us. We think you might get a good laugh and hopefully relate to what we are saying.
We are really excited to be on Wairaki Podcast today.
Our first question is one that has definitely got people buzzing. Do you think that we will have flying cars in the future?
Yes, technology is definitely progressing. I think it will still be skyrocketing in the future. Everyone will have their flying vehicles, quite like the Jetsons. The oldies will understand.
There's no way that cars are going to fly. Think of all the disasters that will happen, like meteor collisions and cars plummeting from the sky. We don't live in a movie, Jolene.
What did you say to me?
I said we don't live in a movie, Jolene. Get some hearing aids.
Okay. Next question. Do you think New Zealand is going to be more populated with people and tourists?
Sadly, yes. I think our little country is getting more popular. A lot of people are going to want to be in a remote place. They will travel there in their flying cars.
Ha ha, Jolene. Yes, I think New Zealand will get way more populated because it's such a beautiful place with lots of tourist attractions.
Do you think that climate change will destroy civilization, or will we find ways to save the Earth?
I hope that the planet doesn't get so bad that civilization dies off. I do hope that humans find a balance to save the Earth. I would hate to think of the world like that.
I think that we are going to find better ways to save the Earth so that the human race doesn't go extinct.
Do you think that we will have more exotic animals or more animals that go extinct?
I honestly don't know. I hope that none of our beautiful creatures go extinct. And it would be interesting if we did find more species.
Honestly, I have no idea. We will probably find new species in the future. And we probably will have some animals die out, which is such a shame.
When or where do you think we will find extraterrestrial life?
I don't think we'll ever find them. It will probably never happen at all. That's just my opinion. I really don't know.
I know that there's been a lot of research that there are aliens out there, but I say that there are none. It is just fake news. It is just stuff that people make up so that there are things to talk about.
What do you think education will look like in the future?
I reckon we'll have more advanced technology that will help us with education. There will probably be more learning sites by then, but I think that it will still teach the same.
No way, Jolene. Education will be way different. There will be more tech and probably no teachers. Imagine the devices teaching our kids instead of maybe there are no schools and you do it all from home. Really, anything could happen.
Ellie, seriously, I know that I said tech is going to be skyrocketing, but not so much that it will change the way we teach. That's just crazy. People would lose their jobs. Like, come on.
I'm allowed to have my own opinion. We don't always have to argue.
Whoa, chillax, Ellie.
Okay, last but not least, do you think that robots will roam the Earth, and if yes, that they will take over the humans?
Absolutely not. I think the robots will not travel the Earth. Yes, technology is progressing very quickly, but not like that. We are stronger than robots. I guess we could try out one, and if it doesn't work, we wouldn't make more.
No way, that's ridiculous. I can't even imagine robots strolling around. I think we are smarter and stronger than we think. People are just scared because they watch robots taking over in movies. Like I said before, it's just fake news.
Finally, we agree on something.
Way to ruin the moment, Jolene.
Get a sense of humour, Ali.
This was very interesting hearing from the dramatic guests today. There were lots of very interesting answers. We hope you've enjoyed listening about the future from the Wairaki podcast.
Thanks for handing it over, Meredith. Wow, that was a real roller coaster on that last interview. And what a blast to the past with the Jetsons. Haha. That first one was amazing as well. The questions and answers were amazing to listen to. This was an interesting topic. Hopefully this kept you entertained.